Hey there, beautiful one. I invite you to take a nice deep breath. And here we go. Take this moment to relax, reprogram, and replace any negativity that you may be experiencing with positive affirmations. It's that time to get our mind right, so let's do this. I love and respect my body and choose perfect health with consistent exercise. I love and respect my body and choose perfect health with consistent exercise. I now fully enjoy my exercise routine. I now fully enjoy my exercise routine. I am dedicated to living an active life. I am dedicated to living an active life. I am focused on sculpting a fit and strong body. I am focused on sculpting a fit and strong body. My body gets more powerful with every workout. My body gets more powerful with every workout. I now prioritize my fitness. Therefore, I prioritize exercise. I now prioritize my fitness goals. I now prioritize my fitness goals. I am stronger with every workout I complete. I am stronger with every workout I complete. I love to exercise because I love and appreciate my body. I love to exercise because I love and appreciate my body. I will smile while I sweat today. I will smile while I sweat today. I am always proud of my efforts to exercise and the progress I make. I am always proud of my efforts to exercise and the progress that I make. My body is getting stronger, healthier, and leaner every day. My body is getting stronger, healthier, and leaner every day. I am dedicated, I am resilient, I will reach my fitness goals. I am dedicated, I am resilient, I will reach my fitness goals. I am building a healthier, happier me every single day. And I am building a healthier, happier me every single day. Exercise boosts my confidence, my stamina, and my mood. Exercise boosts my confidence, my stamina, and my mood. My regular workout routine is the pathway to my body transformation. My regular workout routine is the pathway to my body transformation. Movement is medicine for my mind, body, and soul. Movement is medicine for my mind, body, and soul. And I am grateful for my strong, healthy, and able body. Thank you. I am grateful for my strong, healthy, and able body. Thank you. Hi, how you doing? I am well. This is Monday. I'm recording this, and the weather is outstanding. It's going to be 73 degrees. The wind is very mild. It's just, this is what Midwestern people wait for all winter. Is this gorgeous? These beautiful days. It makes me happy. And if you hear my cat in the background, she's meowing a little bit. My cats are, I have three cats, first of all, and they're all outside cats. And I have to worm them all, which is like a 2 to 3 day process for each cat. And it's, and she's so smart. She knows when this is going on. So I have to bring her in the house and keep her in here for a couple of days so I can warm her. Yeah, it's nice to have her around a little bit though, you know. So I recently had this guy reach out to me. And he had listened to last week's podcast about my old habits die hard. And he was wondering why I would close the door to dating younger men. And I started thinking about it and I thought, you know what? He's right. I shouldn't do that. Just because I've had some bad experiences doesn't mean that everyone's like that. I certainly know that. And if I had a really strong spiritual connection to a younger guy, I would absolutely be open to that. But if you're in your 20s, okay, I'm going to be 53 this month. That's not going to happen. If you're in your 20s, I'm sorry. No. Mm-mm. I'm not going to do that to myself, and I'm not going to do that to you. You know what I mean? And I thought that was nice. So, and I won't ever mention anybody's names. Anybody that reaches out to me or anything like that. If I mention a conversation or something, it's completely anonymous. I'm a big believer in that. And, you know, trust is a big deal for me. So, but it was nice. And I appreciate his input. And so he additionally wanted to know if that's really me on the podcast cover. And yes it is. Mind you, a shit ton of makeup will make any girl look kind of cute, you know what I mean? All right, so now that we have that out of the way, let's talk about these workout, fitness, motivation to workout affirmations. This is one thing that I have issue with. I can't seem to get motivated to work out. I don't like to exercise. I've never really had to because back in the day, I was a smoker and I never, you know, I was coming and going and, you know, I was busy and I never really worried about my weight too much. And of course, when I quit smoking, then I put on a little bit of weight. But I had to quit smoking. You know, smoking cigarettes It's nasty. It's just bad. Don't do it. Ever. And I'm very proud of myself. I quit at the age of 45. So yeah, it's like 9 years I've quit smoking. Yay to me. That's a strong addiction, man. Let me tell you. But, I never really had to exercise. I was always on the go. So just experiencing that now. And I have, you know, I don't like it. Period, point blank. I do not like to exercise. And that is the reason behind these affirmations. And as many years as I've been doing affirmations, I don't know why it didn't dawn on me to listen to them, to reprogram my beautiful brain into liking an exercise routine. So that's what I'm doing, knowing that there's other people out there that, you know, are like me. We don't like to exercise. And for me, the planting of the trees was a big wake up call. I'm way out of shape. I mean, I'm not a heavy person. I need to tighten up everything. You know, it's just, it is what it is. Like, if you can't bend over to plant 25 trees without taking a break, then you need to get up off your ass, girl, and move it. So that's what I'm doing. And, you know, and I'm looking around like thinking, Halle Berry, hello. And J-Lo, 54. Halle Berry is going to be 58 this year. Cindy Crawford, 58. She looks amazing. And then I just recently saw Lenny Kravitz's picture on X. And I couldn't believe he's going to be 60 this month. And he looks phenomenal. So I don't buy the crap from our parents or the powers that be or whatever telling us to just give it all up after 50. I'm not doing that, you know? And I know what you're going to say, what everybody says. Oh, they've got the money to have trainers and they have the money to hire, you know, cooks. And that's just an excuse. They still have to get off their ass and get to the gym. That's the hard part. You know what I mean? So yeah, we're just making excuses for ourselves. We know what we have to do. I just got my head straight and my spiritual self intact. So now it's time to work on being strong in my 50s and beyond and taking care of this vessel because it's really important. And I want to be strong with my grandchildren and so forth. I want to feel good in my clothes and I want to be able to go out to my property and plant trees without being exhausted. There's no reason for that. And don't believe the BS about, oh, well, you know, you're in your 40s and your 50s and everything's downhill. No, that's not true. It's, if anything, it's the opposite because in my experience, being in my 50s now, I feel better than I've ever felt emotionally and spiritually. I feel so good about myself that I feel like I have a new life. It's so great because you just don't care what people think of you and you just have a different outlook on life because you know what? Half of my life is gone and there's this whole beautiful experience out there waiting for me. And I'm not going to sit down and die slowly I'm not doing that to myself, and neither should you. And don't believe the brainwashing bullcrap about, oh, well, you know, after you turn 50, everything's done. No, it's not. It's not downhill. That's not happening to me. I'm not buying that brainwashing from anyone or anything. So I am going to reprogram my brain with these beautiful affirmations, and I'm going to get motivated, and I am going to move my body. And I don't need to look like Halle Berry or Cindy Crawford or any. I just want to be healthy, just healthy, strong, and fit at any age. I'm going to do fitness motivation affirmations for a sleeping affirmation as well, because I really need to get serious here. And if you need motivation, it's such a good time to listen to them when you're sleeping. And I plan to listen to these for a long time right now, until I can reprogram everything properly. And I thought that these ones would be really good for people that want to go to the gym, or they're heading to the gym for some motivation. And I want to be one of those people that love to exercise, you know? Okay, so let me rephrase that. I will be one of those people that love to exercise my body. Yeah. And so, until we meet again, this is Angelique. I appreciate you, and I'm sending you my love. Have a great week. Take care. And smile, baby.